Welcome back. Tonight we're with Root Cellar Extract, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. Cause you love them now. Things won't matter now, cause you won't be around. You won't matter no how, cause I'm putting you down 6 feet closer to hell. 6 feet closer to hell. 6 feet closer to hell. 6 feet closer to hell.
You weep. I'm gonna sow what you bleed. I'm gonna make you pay a price for what you say. You don't wanna be in my way. You better not be what I hear. You don't wanna be the dead I fear, cause I'm the only thing I fear. Closer to hell. 6 feet 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 closer to hell.
When you decided you wanted to do music on this scale, I assume you started off doing solo stuff, acoustic stuff. Mm-hmm. When you decided you wanted to write songs for a band, it sounds like, just based on what I read, that you really wanted to sort of capture a period of music that you feel is pretty magical. I don't know, from Graham Parsons through Jackson Browne and Joni Mitchell and...
That's
Eagles.
Absolutely the era. Out of Laurel Canyon in California. In fact, yeah. Jim, I think, is sporting a Graham Parsons shirt tonight. There's a resurgence for that music. We see it. In fact, over the past few months, we've heard from bands in other cities. One was in Nashville. Another was in Asheville, who heard about us, and they're kind of doing the same thing, and they've asked us to share the stage with them. So it was a very soulful era of music that seems to be going through a bit of a resurgence. But that's what we're really dedicated to, is that Laurel Canyon, California country rock sound.
Lyrically speaking, do you want to capture some of that feeling in the lyrics that you write to?
I hope so.
Yeah. What would that be like?
Well, the song Change is kind of it's a call to arms about creating change in society. And so there's that, but I wouldn't say a lot of the music's politically oriented. It's day-to-day life. It's observing things, and it's really about what people hear when you write the music. It's honestly less about what you write. It's about what they experience when they hear it. And sometimes you hit it on the mark, and sometimes it's a miss. Right?
It's the waiting for the time to go back across the line. It's the worry that won't leave my mind. My dreams say it ain't true. Then I wake up without you. Get out of bed wishing I knew what to do. Branded and alone.
Steve Muller is playing the pedal steel with this outfit tonight. It seems apt that we would go to talk to you first, since you all did this. That last song was a collaboration with a Pure Prairie League alum.
Yes, yes.
And Pure Prairie League plays large in your story.
When I first got interested in playing steel guitar, it was a long time ago, early 70s. I had already been a guitar player. I went up to Mount Adams to New Dilly's Pub up there, where Pure Prairie League had a regular gig.
In 1972,
maybe? One?
So,
two, something like that.
Is Pure Prairie League from Cincinnati?
Well, that's where they got their start musically.
Oh, all right.
All the guys in the band aren't necessarily from the city, but they're from surrounding areas.
But yeah. Cincinnati calls Prairie League its band?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
We claim them. Yeah. So I decided I'm just sitting up there on the street corner, and I heard this band in there, and I thought, okay, well, that sounds pretty interesting. So I go in there, and it's Pure Prairie League, and John David Call was playing Showbud pedal steel guitar. And I went, hey, I got to learn how to play that. That's kind of how I got got started. And I actually, a few months ago, we went to see Pure Prairie League, and I talked to John Call about that. And it was kind of a fun thing to discuss that with
him. He must have really enjoyed
it. Yeah, he got a kick. He got a kick out of that.
So has he had a chance to hear you play?
No.
He should.
Well.
Don't you think?
I'll message him on Facebook. You know, he's still playing with the band. We saw him play, and he was still playing steel, sounding great. So.
The moment that we met was the moment that I knew I could spend a lifetime. Been hurt before. That ain't nothing new. Whatever lies in store, you know you can be sure I'm living in love with you. Living in love with you. Living in I'm living in love with you. Gravity of love is binding us like glue. So I'll just stick around. You know that I'll be found. Offering me your heart, nothing can I do. Now I will spend my days just counting all the ways I'm living in love with you. Living in love with you. Living in love with you. I'm living in love with you.
I have to go to Jim Peltz. One of your greatest moments in music, of course, was when you were on Red Barn Radio last.
In High Point, definitely, yes.
No, you were here with Hickory Robot.
That's true.
And that's a bluegrass outfit.
Bluegrass, newgrass, we kind of, like this band, in our own way, dip into different fields.
When I read your bio, Jim, you're just the oddest bird up here musically. I mean, to see your training is massive. You went to Berkeley and then the conservatory in Cincinnati. Looks like you did some studying, maybe some jazz, but you played with, for heaven's sakes, Tony Bennett and Dionne Warwick and the Temptations. Just kind of blows my mind.
I had a previous career as a trombonist. So that first part was, I played a lot of jazz trombone, big band stuff, toured with, you know, the Tommy Dorsey band, and did a lot of freelance work with people like Tony Bennett or whoever, you know, reggae band.
Oh, how cool. So yeah. Trombone, so do you still have a chance to pick that up?
I let it slide.
Wait a minute. We need, there we go, thanks.
Every time I look, I see you there. Promises hang around your neck and drag you in like a tattooed scar upon your skin. Every time I look, I don't see people taking time. Every time I look, I find people being cruel to their. Time I think I don't find reasons why to justify these lies. Like a Chinese car made of plastic, cause I can't go very far. Every time I look, I don't see people taking time. Every time I look, I find the line to make up my mind between, like a Chinese car made of plastic, cause I can't go very far. Every time I look, I don't see people taking time. Every time I look, I find people being cruel to them. just come.
We would like to thank Ruth Seller Extract for being with us this evening. Thanks to also our volunteers for their help with our production each week on Red Barn Radio. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the vast Red Barn network of stations. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to... Excellent. We strive to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. And you help us do that. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Ruth Seller Extract. Can you all play one more to finish this off this evening?
Sure.
We'll all enjoy it. Thanks. All right. Thanks for being here with us tonight, you guys.
So this next song we're going to do is, it's actually about Kentucky. Can you believe that? Yeah. Should I tell a story?
Yeah.
All right. This song's called The Dresser, and it's about a piece of furniture. The story goes, my granddad in 1930 left Kentucky and went out to Kansas because there was no work in Kentucky, and found a farm to work on. The farmer didn't have any money to pay my grandfather and his five brothers. They were all between the ages of 10 and 17. So the deal was, you work the entire season. When harvest comes and the farmer gets his money, I'll pay you. Well, in 1930, what happened? The Dust Bowl hit. So they worked that whole summer and didn't get any money. So the farmer gave my grandfather this dresser he had just built for payment. So 900 miles back on a dirt road, and I don't know how they did it, they came back with this big oak dresser. These four teenage boys brought this back. And so I have this dresser today, and that's what this song's written about. This is also the part in the evening where I see if our young drummer can keep up with the guitar pick.
In 1930, I left Kentucky and crossed the great wide plain. At 15, I headed to Kansas, not for fortune, just to make some change. Knocked me on the door and said, "This farmer, I need me a job." He said, "Son, I'll cash my work for some of our food, then we will cash out the crops." All right, boys, here we go. Nine, I left in Kentucky hills of grain. I took a nine on my dirt road. I wonder how towns could be so mean. I had to just serve back home.
Take it back home.
My day I worked the plow just to watch my hands bleed. To the Kansas dust and dirt a boy or man should ever see. Then a big bowl of dust lay a blanket of dirt on the field. Mr. Farmer said, "I'm sorry, son, we're gonna have to change our deal." Here we go again.
Nine, the Kentucky is green. Nine, took the nine on my dirt road. Nine, wonder how times could be so mean.
Take her
back home.
Take her back
from Kansas over.
I said, "Sir, I can't feed my brothers that. This this has got to be a real bad joke.
Well, I can tell by the tears in his eyes that I know it just broke this poor boy's heart.
So I stiffened up my back and shook his hand. Back to Kentucky, I did depart.
And I left the Kentucky hills green. I took a nine on my other road. And I wouldn't have times to be so mean. And I had to kiss her back home.
Here we go.
Redbone Radio would like to thank Phil, Steve, Jim, Josh, Nick, Sam, and Clyde, Root Cellar Extract, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.